Joining us this morning, your 12th District State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me, and thank you for squeezing me in here. It's good to connect with you and the KOZI listeners.
No, we're grateful. I know you have a jam-packed schedule, so we've shifted down here. Get us up to speed. We're beyond the halfway point. I know things are picking up steam as we roll through the second half of this session. What can you tell us at this point?
Well, today is a big day in the legislature. February 15th is the cutoff date for bills that are Senate bills to pass the Senate and for House bills to pass the House. And so it's kind of that major cutoff point, that major shift in the session, that is today at 5 o'clock. And I'm fortunate that three of my bills have already cleared the Senate, but I know a lot of my Senate colleagues are going to be really nervous and the House colleagues as well. But basically, the whole legislative session is set on these really condensed, really pressure-packed schedule points, and there are rigorous due dates and things if bills don't make it past their committee or past their budget committee or out of the Senate or whatever, then they're technically dead for the session unless they have something to do with the budgets that will be rolled out soon. So today is a major day, and we've passed some major legislation, including finalizing the redistricting, which I could talk about if you're interested, and then there's a big transportation package moving through the Senate, so there's a lot happening.
Yeah, let's touch on that transportation package. Our last conversation, I know you were hoping there might be some addendums that were put on this package that was rolled out by the Democrats, essentially leaving out Eastern Washington, including some of the projects you had. Any hope of that ahead?
A little bit of hope, but I am a little bit disappointed. The Democratic members of the legislature, and it's not like they're doing anything unfair, but they have the expanded majorities in both the House and the Senate, and they have this window of time. Last year, they took advantage of it with the capital gains income tax and passing their climate bill and the police reform. So they know there's a potential in the upcoming elections that things will really tighten up. Or they may even lose their majorities. So, but anyway, they've basically structured this transportation package that's all been predetermined. The money is really tight. They're spending kind of everything mostly on Western Washington projects and some in Spokane. So there's not a lot of extra capacity here to do anything. I've been working it really hard, though, and I still remain hopeful that maybe there's a chance because it's essentially like a donut with a big donut hole right in the middle of the state, and there aren't a lot of projects, yet they tout package as being statewide investments. So I'm pushing back on that. We have Mayor Kuntz from the city of Wenatchee, Richard DeRock from Link Transit, Jeff Wilkins from the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council, and others really advocating hard for some of the Wenatchee Valley, Chelan, and Douglas County priorities. So the bill passed the Senate Transportation Committee yesterday morning. That's a committee that I serve on. We weren't able to get any amendments added there necessarily of major significance. And so the next opportunity will be on the Senate floor when that bill makes its way through the full Senate, which I'm expecting could be later this week, this weekend, or sometime next week.
You do have partial funding for some of your transportation projects. Are there other sources that you can tap?
Well, we did. We're very fortunate on some of these to get a major federal grant for these projects. And the unfortunate part, and this is part of the case I've been trying to make to my legislative colleagues in Olympia, is that the substantial federal dollars that we received are time limited. And so if we can't secure the remaining funding to close the funding gap, well, one, the cost of these projects is just going to continue. But if we can't do that, then we essentially have to send these federal dollars back. And so I'm really trying to leverage what we already had secured, what our community and Mayor Kuntz and others have already been so successful at, and try to get something across the finish line. So I'm working my bipartisan relationships. That's something I've developed over many years here in Olympia, and I'm just hopeful that we can make some modest adjustments to this package for the benefit of our Central Washington area of the state.
Mm-hmm. With just a few minutes to go, because I know you're on a time frame, what else do we need to get out to the community this morning, Senator?
Well, the legislature finalized the redistricting. And, you know, you and I had talked about that before. It's not a new map that I'm thrilled about, but basically the redistricting commission established the maps. They did it late, but the state Supreme Court acknowledged, okay, you can go forward. So then the legislature essentially has to ratify those and make, you know, maybe we can make technical corrections, but we're not allowed to make major adjustments. And last week, both the state House and the state Senate approved those adjustments. I voted against it, but the 12th district is going to significantly change. Some of your KOZI listeners, the people from the Methow Valley who I know and I love, they're going to be part of the 7th legislative district now, as will many of the Douglas County constituents. And then East Wenatchee, Chelan County, and then the 12th district is going to be growing into portions of Snohomish and portions of King County. So the 12th legislative district, at least for the next 10 years, is going to be very different. And that process was approved, and they will take effect basically in the upcoming election. So Chelan's very own Mike Steele, when he runs for re-election, he's going to essentially be running for re-election in a very new 12th district. And then with that, you know, I have my three bills over in the House, so I'm going to be working those like a dog to try to get those across the finish line. They already survived this February 15th cutoff, but I need to kind of keep them moving. But that's the latest.
All right. And if constituents want to make contact with you, Senator, what's the best vehicle?
Thanks for asking. The best way is through my website, which is SenatorBradHawkins.org. That's SenatorBradHawkins.org. We have a Contact Me page. People can fill out that form, send it to me. It comes to me and three of my staff members. And we try to, we're up to about 200 or 300 emails a day, 7 days a week, but we try really hard to get back to every constituent promptly. And so I encourage people to do that. They're welcome to call my office too. So if people have questions or concerns, things I've talked about on this interview or just other things, please let us know and we will work to get you the answers.
Outstanding. Senator Brad Hawkins, thanks for making us a priority and squeezing us in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for squeezing me in.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You make it a great day. Bye now. Senator Brad Hawkins joining us. It was a little impromptu. We actually had canceled the session. So very nice that he would call in this morning.